And if you're satisfied, we'll win the match. Smiler, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield ABC.
Uh-oh, here we are. Because it was Saturday, huh?
Matinee brought to you by Cool Canadian Air. Makers of Cool Canadian Air presents Bob and Ray. Canadian Air. Yeah, the kind of air that keeps you cool.
This program is brought to you by the makers of Cool Canadian Air, canned in the Hudson Bay region.
And brought fresh daily to your door.
So call your grocer now and ask for Cool Canadian Air.
Now our Canadian Air Orchestra plays a Canadian Air.
Well,
we want to welcome, first of all, the waves who have just arrived in town.
Certainly do. Welcome, friends, to Boston. And may your stay in our happy little community be a gay one, one that you'll remember always.
Always. Today, a full half hour with only two commercials.
Oh, what a thought.
About two musical numbers.
Oh, what a thought. Excuse me. I guess it hasn't arrived yet. The Legion, too, is in convention.
They're pulling out, I believe, today, aren't they?
I believe so. They're having their big parade this afternoon.
Oh,
I certainly wish I was carrying a bass drum today down Commonwealth Avenue in a pair of sneakers.
What a day for a parade. I think we should go over to our special events announcers who are ready at the starting line to pick up possibly the colorful notes which will go along with any parade.
This is pure fantasy. Howdy, so friends, this is the special events reporter of this here station. I'm standing on a sidewalk, and 1 foot at a time. It's mighty hot here.
All right, I believe I have a little colorful interest to inject into the program.
Do you have anything
from
colorful to inject?
Vantage point down here. Can you hear me?
Hear you
fine. I have the earphones on, but I can't hear you. So
take it
I'm
away.
Just going ahead.
All right, sir. Go right ahead.
The parade evidently is about to begin. Now, maybe you have something at your vantage point further down.
Yes, the Legionnaires here are gathering to start their long march. And they're wearing the typical uniform of the day, trunks. And they'll be marching on.
Excuse me, Ray, from my vantage point, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, as I stated a moment ago.
I can hear every word you say.
The earphones I have on my ears aren't working. However, I'll just step in here, and if you can hear me, just keep quiet, okay? Well, of course, I can't hear you answer that anyway. Okay.
I
can't
hear you.
Well, from my vantage point, I see that a little boy, and this is sort of a sidelight with colors, has just dropped an ice cream cone. Now, maybe you have something to add, your vantage point. Oh, he's crying, incidentally.
Back here, the band is about to play a number before they...
I'm sorry, he didn't drop that ice cream cone.
Before they
he
start
picked
off.
It up and ate it.
Engineer, can you do anything about this?
You probably can't hear me from where you are, but there should be a band down there where you are, Ray.
So I think, friends, if you'll stay with me for just a few moments, I'll try to pick up the band. They're up about three or four blocks. Let me see. I'll turn the light.
Well, I guess that band went by, didn't it?
Yes, it sure did.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear every word you say.
Okay, I see a band approaching from my vantage point here. I'll turn the I'll turn the big microphone over there. Maybe you can pick it up. There they go down the street, and it certainly was a colorful thing.
Excuse
they
me,
were running, I might say.
Bob, would you care for a glass of gel tart aerosol?
Yeah, Angel.
Good. Don't you feel good again?
No, I don't.
What a breath you'll have. You'll be instant death to gnats, silverfish, bedbugs, roaches. That's a pleasant thought on a hot day, isn't it? How about a nice cool song like April Showers or Blue Skies from cool Canada?
Copyrighted feature.
Cannot be reproduced in any form.
All right, Bill, that's nice and cool.
Once there was a sparkling brook surrounded by three rabbits. There, there, and there. Oh, and then along came a hunter with his little gun.
Say, are you sending your office boys home early these days?
No, I'm not. I decided against that because my studios are air-conditioned and I feel they're more comfortable here than they would be.
Well, I look at it this way. I am the boss here, and my office is air-conditioned.
Yeah.
And if I can sit and do my work, others can too.
Righto.
So I don't go along with you on that.
Okay, then.
Well, brother, you know very well that people can't work at top efficiency when they're sweltering. Now, for the price of work lag in your office, now, I don't know the exact meaning of that term, but it's an economical term. You can probably have a Philco air conditioner, or rather air conditioning unit installed, that will step up the work and at the very same time make your office force say they have the coolest spot in town.
Boy, I got the coolest spot in town.
Get out of that water cooler. For a free air conditioning survey...
Got television in the post.
...of your office, just drop a card with your name. Please don't write anybody else's name. Write your name and address on it and send it to Cool... WHCH Boston. You should come in and stand by in a transmitter. That's Cool. WHCH Boston. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Correction. Quiet.
Look, you have no lines in the script today.
Please, sir.
You only have those Monday through Friday.
The House of Television, now listen to me, friends, please. The House of Television will give you a free survey to tell you what your air conditioning needs are. Now, there's no cost and no obligation for this survey.
Who is going to do this?
So, step up. What's the matter with you, boy?
Oh, nothing. I just go off on those.
You're as soft. Soft is a grape. So step up the summer efficiency of your office with a Philco air conditioning unit and drop a card to Cool. Cool. WHCH Boston. Cool. WHCH Boston. Do it now. Guess I caught them, didn't I?
Oh, you surprised them on that one.
They're all doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And send that card right away, quick.
And now, here's the problem. Of J.A.
Problem is, as I say, is that we have no script today.
Well, that, of course, does bring problems into the picture.
Excuse me, boss. I just blew my top. I can't stand it.
Well, it's not bad here.
Of course, I have a slight sunburn, which doesn't help either.
How is that? Is that progressing as it should be? Is it
I'm wearing into the itchy stage, Bob.
Oh, you are. Well, this will be a pleasant weekend for you.
Good.
I hope you're in shape for next Friday night, though.
What is next Friday night?
That's our benefit night.
Oh, is it really?
Sure.
And would you care to tell me more about it, sir?
Well, no, I wouldn't, actually.
Well, will you please? And the...
Yes, I will. You and I are going to be down at, was that place, Bill, at your boss place? The casino side notice.
Mm-hmm.
I said we'll be there in person.
Oh, you mean in real life?
We're not
playing
the doubles out next Friday.
I see.
And, we'll be there to dance to the cool music.
We're not going to send one of the Bob and Ray units out there.
No. We'll be there ourselves in natural color, and we will,
And Bob has promised to shave.
Yeah, and Ray will display his sunburn. And we'll dance to the cool music of Sammy
Eisen, the greatest little orchestra in the world. That band, friends.
I think we could stand a sample of that music.
I think it was fate that kept Sammy Eisen's orchestra from becoming the greatest thing in the continent.
Well, look at that. Ginger ale, if I ever saw any.
Oh,
let me taste that and see if it passes our purity test.
All right, go right ahead, Bob.
That's
program.
Yes, it is.
Too bad we don't have a ginger ale sponsor on this program. We could really tell today.
I'll say we could. Well, look, getting back to this Sammy Eisen thing, he has his band up here with us by special arrangement, and he will play, I understand, a number or two right now. Will you, Sam? Sam, you got out of step a little bit over there. Would you start over again?
Please,
start it out so well.
That was Sammy Eisen Stardust. Let's have it again, please. No, Sam, I said Stardust.
Why do I love you? I love you for making out of the lovely.
I've been foiled.
What's the matter?
I don't believe that ginger ale I'm drinking. I think it's ultra wash.
Great Scott. You mean
I'm foaming at the mouth.
By George, you are.
Come here, Goa. We must solve the murder mystery now.
Hold me down this corridor.
All right, I'm coming.
Right through this door, you'll see the most amazing thing you've ever heard of.
I want to talk with the master.
The master is waiting for you through this door.
Through this door? Is it true that you're all dead here?
We like it that way. Before we go through this door, though...
I promise.
Is it true what they say about...
No. No, I didn't do it. About what?
Dixie,
who?
What? Now you spoil that.
What do you mean, Dixie down south?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
See, I know now. Let's...
1:15.
Hey, I want to discuss briefly what I'm going to do this afternoon as regards to the Red Sox-Indians game.
What are you going to do as regards to the Red Sox-Indians
game? I'm going to pitch Boudreau low and on the outside. I think I'll pitch Kenny Kaltner close to the wrist.
Mm-hmm. Going out for the game?
Oh, no, I don't believe so. I have other duties. But I certainly wish I could get out there and pitch the Red Sox to their victory this afternoon.
Oh, I certainly wish you could.
They need it this afternoon. The magic coin says...
Let's give a spin of that magic coin right here and now, shall
we? Before we do, let's offer it to all the kids listening.
Kids, if you want to get in on this, be the first one in your gang.
Have a magic coin.
Be sure and send to coin, box 10.
That's all.
Now we're spinning the magic coin. Where it stops, nobody knows. And what does it say?
It says the Red Sox will win. And also, we'll cop the gonfalon.
Well, that's good news for all of you baseball fans, I'm sure, to be able to have a prediction of this sort at this hour.
I'd love to sing a song today, boy, if I had a nice, lovely, tender ballad to sing.
Why don't you? You haven't done one for a long time. How about that one over there on the music
board? Listen to that intro. Oh, if I only had the words to that song.
In first.
Boy, if I only had the voice to sing with those words. Gee, that's pretty, Ken. I think I'll read a little poem.
Why don't you read a poem?
I guess it's too early to read this particular poem. If
that poem comes later.
I crushed a rose to my heart. I ripped the rose that you gave me and pressed it in a book. And every morning when I rise, I kiss the rose that you gave me that night.
It ain't getting you nowhere, though, is it?
That night,
that I flunked from out of night school for solace and guidance. And you hold the finger in my eye. I cried that night, but I love you, darling.
Thank you. Ted McMahon will be back again next Monday afternoon at this same time with Rita Wilson at the organ.
Oh.
Rita.
Thank you.
Oh, well. Flying down to Rita.
Where are Rita and Ally now?
Huh?
Where are Rita and Ally? I haven't seen their names in print.
Oh, they're due in California, Bob, I understand, for the fall racing season.
Oh, well, they'll no doubt make that, then. I wish we could be there to greet them.
I certainly. I'm planning to be there because it's this fall that I've scheduled myself to make a movie with Miss Ava Gardner.
Well, that's a coincidence because I am appearing in Miss Hayworth's next film.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
Well, in this particular movie, I play a brat.
That's a funny thing. I play the same role.
Opposite
Miss Hayworth.
I'm playing, of course, opposite Miss Ava Gardner.
Yes.
And what's that again, Ken? If you have anything funny, please say it. Nobody's in here.
I've also been signed for the new Laurel and Hardy film, I'm happy to say. Go ahead and play that. Fellow with an umbrella.
Then I'm playing in a movie called Grub. It's the moving story of food. I'm playing opposite a stone wall off of a whole sea.
Oh, that sounds like an instant.
And at the end, I win spring by.
For you. You are now a romantic lead, I
win her hand, you think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but yes. Be that as it may,
sure.
Here are our men of music.
Sensation.
Hello, Jane.
Charlie Schaff. Against
want this?
Recent winner of the national championship.
Between
Oklahoman, American Derby winner in a field that I'll talk to now till next week with my guy.
You better let me handle this.
All right.
This race that he was speaking of, so fluently.
Now, that's the speech at 9:30.
We'll bring out the new speech sensation, Charlie Chaff, against Prosser. Now, the recent winner of the national championship in Oklahoma, American Derby winner.
Yeah, Derby winner.
In a field that also includes such grace as, well, the risk.
The risk, yeah, yeah.
Air brakes,
yeah.
Rush away. Wait. Aces Boomers.
Boomers.
And Silas King. Post time first race, 7:45. The Daily Double closes at 7:30,
yeah.
Revere is near. That's the thought, Jim.
Now, they don't run every day.
How often does they
run? Well, I guess they can run every other evening.
Uh-huh. Well, how often did you run when you were running over there?
I ran 3 days a week.
Uh-huh. Post time, first race, 7:40.
Well, that twisty caught me, and I had to quit.
Daily Double closes at 7:30. Revere is near, you know, friends from Boston by MTA.
He's a fast little fella, you know.
Who? Oh. From Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Flood-lighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive.
Right, yeah.
So, see tonight's great speed show at Wonderland, where it's always 15 degrees cooler.
Cooler, yeah.
Which is very important.
How do they know
15
that?
15 degrees cooler than the inside of a freight car.
Yeah, they don't say what it's cooler than, do they?
No, it could be 15 degrees cooler than the Arctic Pole.
Mm-hmm. Well, 15 degrees cooler than your oven at 350 degrees.
It could be anything like that.
Sure, we could go out all night citing examples.
But we won't, fortunately for ourselves. We stop in the nick of time.
This afternoon, we
have a feature called Father's Corner. And it's where we invite Father to sing a few songs. And also, we bring him up to date on...
What's new in fashion?
Yeah, men's fashion. And things that they're interested in.
For all of your fathers who may be retired garbage men, we suggest a casual sports ensemble. Together with white sidewall sneakers.
Here's an amazing thing.
A smoking jacket, but put on before you wear it.
An amazing thing. A plastic lunchbox that is hermetically sealed. And it's for keeping your formaldehyde cool during these hot.
So you'd always be prepared where you go.
And other things that you men will be interested in.
In case somebody tells you to drop dead.
There are some new screwdrivers with varied colored handles that I think will be the rage of all garages this fall.
I think we'll see a lot of those this coming fall season. For the theater, we suggest overalls. That's if you're working at the theater. If you're going to the theater, don't wear overalls.
Wear something cool and casual. I suggest the top of your pajamas and a pair of old slacks.
Sure.
And in that way, you're beating the heat.
For those weekend excursions, we suggest natty yachts. Naughty. We suggest seagoing clothes.
Such as sea captain's hat.
Oh, and take along swim trunks.
And a black patch for your left or right eye.
Depending on which is the strongest.
That's right. And, of course, the skull and crossbones imitation tattoo that can wash off.
And your genuine pirate flag. You'll need that, Dad. Get it today.
Get it for this weekend in case you're going pirating this weekend.
And send for our special treasure map, the map which shows you how to make $1,000,000 this very weekend.
So do that, won't you, friends? And also send to Cool, WHDH Boston, anything that you can think of.
Send some cool air along this way.
Well, it's promised cool Canadian air in cans.
When is that supposed to arrive?
Sometime tonight, Bob. It will reach Maine before we get it.
Won't you?
Maine probably is getting it now.
Are you getting it up there in Maine?
They probably are.
Okay, then.
Try this again.
I think, friends, it's time for us to call a halt.
Kind of amble down Radio Lane.
That's right. Close the door until the next time. And hope that all of you have a cool, pleasant weekend. Wait a minute.
We've made a discrepancy in time.
We have 5 minutes left.
I don't know how we could have misread the clock that much.
I don't know. Something about that clock that fools me. But,
I could go on like this all afternoon.
But the story is that hand that keeps moving just won't stop long enough for us to read it. It's very confusing having that hand going continually. Great. Well,
suppose you could fill with something, couldn't you?
Sure.
A little music. I thought that would be the something.
What's this here, Bob? Country fair? What's that?
Oh, that's nothing. That's just a doodle.
Oh, I thought it meant something.
Yeah.
Some significance for a coming program.
No.
Monday, we're going to present a three-act play, friend.
First time it's ever been done on the air.
And we don't want to tell you what it is right now because we're afraid no one will tune in.
And also, we don't know.
But anyway, we will have a three-act play. We're going to try to...
You can bet your boots on that.
We're going to incidentally miss... We're going to incidentally miss...